So, doctor, I want to jump right in and ask you, what is the likelihood of people like Daniel as he ages and having a family?
It depends on the exact chemotherapy given, and I don't know all the details in Daniel's case, but most of our survivors of leukemia, we think, have a very good chance of having a family normally. And their variety of high fancy technologies, which may make it possible for virtually any patient to have a family.
What about, you were talking about the military, there's a possibility that there's discrimination with?
Yeah, if you have a history of childhood cancer, it may make it more difficult for you to get certain types of jobs. The military is probably the most noticeable one. In the past, before the health insurance reform, it could make it extremely difficult to get health insurance unless you worked for a large employer. That hopefully is a thing of the past now.
Let me ask this, too, because I'm sure for people like Daniel, all of us, are there any preventative measures moving forward, any kind of foods we can eat, any kind of what can we do to have preventative measures for leukemia or any other cancers?
Right. For childhood cancer, we just don't have any information that there's much you can do to prevent it.
So it's just the luck of the draw?
It is. Unfortunately, it's a biological. Your body is so complex, things go wrong from time to time. Even if, in general, what we hear from parents of children with leukemia is that they were unusually healthy children before they developed leukemia. And parents always feel guilty and think, I must have done something wrong. I must have missed something. And we don't believe that at all. We think it really is a consequence of being healthy. For adults, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. Eating right, getting exercise, avoiding stress, avoiding dangerous chemicals like tobacco can significantly decrease your risk of getting cancer as an adult. And those habits start when you're young. They should start in high school. They should be teaching them
right.
And feeding them appropriate diets, and even more so once you get to college and you're responsible for your own diet.
Let's go to Barry from Douglasville. Hey, Barry, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Driving. I hope you can hear me well.
I hear you well. What's your question?
I just turned on the station, so I hope the doctor hasn't answered this question already. My grandson, 5 years old, has leukemia. And I just heard this young man say he has the same, and his came back more than once. And I'm trying to discover, what is the likelihood that the cancer will come back? My grandson's in a long-term treatment program, meaning I assume he gets smaller doses of chemo over a longer period of time. He'll be through with that program in a year. If he gets the green light that he's cancer-free at that time, what's the likelihood it'll come back?
It depends on a variety of factors, but if I understand the type of cancer or leukemia your grandson has, the cure rate is generally very high. If they've made it this far in therapy, we expect the chance that it could come back to be 10% or less.
Thank you very much. Just wondering, because I thought once you were cancer-free, there was a very good chance it would come back, and you're correct. My research indicates that 85% cure rate of the kind of cancer that he has. So that's great news, and you've given me much better news that it's not likely that it will come back after that. Thank you very much. Glad we could help you.
Thank you so much. Doctor, let's talk about this, too, because Daniel mentioned he's had different kinds of chemotherapies. So you don't treat, if he has a reoccurrence, he has to get a whole different kind of chemo? Or people like him?
Yeah. The standard treatment involves 13 different medications given in a very complicated schedule and formula. But sometimes when it comes back, you can use the same medicines and just increase the dose dramatically.
I think, Daniel, we had to, when it came back, we had to go to another level, didn't we?
Yeah,
different protocol.
Methotrexate. Yes.
You had to go in the hospital. And
right.
Methotrexate you can take as a pill at one dose. In the hospital, you can give 1,000 times that dose,
And
you have to take special measures to make that safe. But you can use the same drugs in different doses and still achieve cure if they didn't work the first time.
So I'm assuming the only way you would know if you need to use something differently is if you use the same drug that was successful the first time around. You come back, it's not successful. You either up it or you do something different.
Right.
My goodness. Okay. Well, Don't forget, our number is 404-880-9255. Again, 404-880-9255. So let's just say if someone does get past the age of, say, 25, would that be a period in time where you could breathe easier?
Oh, absolutely.
Or no?
Basically, for someone like Daniel, every month that you go without any signs of recurrence, the chance of it coming back gets less and less.
And so basically we don't know why a reoccurrence could happen, but if one happens, we just know how to basically treat it, correct?
That's pretty much true, yes.
Isn't that frustrating?
That's very frustrating.
Is it frustrating for you, Daniel?
Yeah, from time to time, yeah.
It's got to be for you too, Dad, right?
Absolutely.
It's one of the terrible things about leukemia. Everything can be going perfectly, and then one day you come in for your clinic visit, and they say, sorry, this didn't work. You have to start all over again.
Yeah,
and you don't know what you did wrong. Or
I think that's when he really hit it the second time, when he was told that we have to start all over again from scratch, with a different level of medicine and everything.
Wow. So are there any other than having the port? Are there any other, I won't call that an adverse effect, but is there anything else about you, your life, or how you have to live it differently? Have you always been this thin?
Yeah, I eat like a bird. So, like, okay. So I don't.
A skinny bird.
Yeah, I don't weigh a lot. But, I mean, that's me. I've always been that way. But other than that, I mean, the port, no, not really.
Not really.
Nah.
I love their personalities, the way that he's just kind of like, no, I mm-hmm. just have the port, and mm-hmm. yeah. that's it. Yeah. You know me, I'm so dramatic. It would be so much more than that. I guess that's why I'm so much older, and he's most younger, and he's fine. So that's a good thing. Any other advice you want to talk to Daniel before we almost, because we're almost out of time, any other things that you want to tell our listeners about your journey or getting checked, because I'm sure there may be some people who are 19, 20 years old who are like, I'm scared. I don't want my life interrupted. I don't want to know if I have something or not. So I'd rather just not know.
I think the biggest thing that helped me was, like, it may be cliche, but laughing. Like, I love to laugh. I love to make people laugh. So I know that helped me a lot, because it helped take my mind off of things. Or if I was in a bad mood, I always find something that would make me laugh. And so, yeah, just make sure you don't take everything too seriously to the point where you're just, just flooding yourself with bad thoughts. Like, try to stay as positive as much as you possibly can.
Is it good to have friends who are supportive as well?
Yeah.
Family?
Yeah, if your friends start to act weird around you, you might have to, push to the side for a minute, because like I said, I don't like to have negative vibes around me. So mm-hmm. if I feel that, what you're bringing is not positive, then we might have to,
part ways for a while or forever. Ezell, what would you like to add to that?
What I seen at the hospital that happened to Daniel, and we went to the Eggleston Children's Hospital, what I saw was a lot of women involved in that day-to-day perception of taking care of the child.
Mm-hmm.
My thought would be for the men to get involved to what's really going on. Be mm-hmm. a part of it. Don't be an absentee father. Be there.
Be present.
I mean, because that's so important to that child. Mm-hmm. So important. Here, I see women with 2 and 3 kids coming in, trying to take care, trying to do the thing, and the man's nowhere around.
Mm-hmm.
My thought would be, men, get involved with the child. Find out what's going on. Even though you may not be a part of the relationship as a whole, When things like that happen, it's very important. Put aside those things that you have going on,
right,
and just deal with that child.
All right, we've got Kim in Decatur. What's your question, Kim?
Hi, I first want to just say that the young guy who has leukemia or is going through leukemia, he's in great spirit, and to keep that up. And my question is for the doctor. I want to know, doctor, do you agree with alternative ways of, maybe healing the body? For example, you have alkaline water, you have a strict vegan diet can be helpful, and, acupuncture, things of that nature. And I'm going to get off the phone so I can listen.
Okay. Go ahead. Take it away, doctor.
We absolutely believe in alternative and non-traditional treatments. It's important to say that we're not aware of any that can cure childhood leukemia or many childhood malignancies. But we're certainly aware of ways that they can help alleviate the symptoms and the side effects of the treatment. We have providers who are able to provide acupuncture in our clinics when that we believe that that can be helpful. So it's not something we dismiss at all, but it's something we try and build into the whole treatment plan.
Hopefully that answers your question. You heard what you needed to hear. So basically I'm hearing, yes, you can do alternative things, but that has to be in conjunction with the treatment
right.
that you're
we
getting
want,
from
we
the
want
doctor.
To know what the family is doing and right. make sure that it's not something that would have effects that would counteract the effect of the cancer treatment. But usually this is we work together and can figure out what'll be helpful.
Doctor, thank you so much for being here with us. Is there anything that you want to say that I didn't ask you before we cut out of here?
Well, I've been here for over 20 years in Atlanta, and the support of the community for the hospitals and for the cancer programs and for the patients is just absolutely amazing in Atlanta, and it's part of the reason why it's so rewarding to do what I do, and I'm sure Daniel's family has felt some of the benefit of that, and I want to thank all of Atlanta for that.
We thank you, Doctor. What about you, Ezel?
Just as to really what the doctor said, if you walk into Eggleston Children's Hospital, there's this wall above with names of people who've made donations, and it's phenomenal. You know, companies making $10 million in donation, $5 million donation. So that's very, very important that that mindset continues, that that help is there.
Daniel, we're going to let you close it out, but one question I want to ask you, because of course we know that your dad is a prostate cancer survivor and you're a cancer survivor as well. Having a dad who had to deal with cancer, did you have to like cradle him sometime or hold his hand or love on him from time to time?
Every now and then, but I mean, well, again, we're men, so we usually try to talk through our problems instead of, you know, showing how much your emotion and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, but yeah, that's my dad.
Okay. Not too mushy, but just mushy enough is what you're saying. Okay. All right, Daniel. Daniel, we appreciate you so much for being here, being
Thank
so
you.
Candid, and hopefully it helped some of the students who are some of our listeners and some of the parents, or just if you're driving along in your car, I never want you to think that we take for granted that you take the time to listen and to call in or to tweet. Hopefully this discussion was enlightening for you. And as I told Daniel, if he was just a little bit older, we could have had something. But because he's not, young ladies, when you see Daniel on the street, don't pass him up, okay? I think I've made him blush. All right. Thank you so much for listening to Your Health Connection. I'm Jaquetta Williams. We will see you right here next time.